The Book Thief by Marcus Zusak. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Book Thief is a novel by Marcus Zusak, set in Nazi Germany during World War II. The story follows the life of Liesel Mieminger, a young girl who is sent to live with foster parents, Hans and Rosa Huberman, in the small town of Malching. Liesel is illiterate when she arrives, but Hans teaches her to read and write. She discovers a love of books and begins to steal them from Nazi book burnings, the mayor's wife's library, and elsewhere. She shares her stolen books with her neighbors, even as the war intensifies and her foster family hides a Jewish man in their basement. The novel is narrated by Death, who follows Liesel's story with interest. He is moved by her courage and resilience in the face of the horrors of war. He also reflects on the power of words and books, and how they can bring people together in times of darkness. As the war progresses, Liesel's foster family is torn apart by tragedy and violence. Liesel is eventually reunited with her biological mother, but the reunion is bittersweet. In the end, Liesel finds solace in her books and in the memories of her loved ones. The Book Thief is a powerful and moving story about the power of words and the strength of the human spirit in the face of adversity. It is a story of courage, resilience, and hope in the darkest of times. It is a story of love, loss, and redemption. It is a story that will stay with readers long after they have finished the last page. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Liesel Mieminger is a young girl who is sent to live with foster parents, Hans and Rosa Huberman, in Nazi Germany during World War II. She is illiterate when she arrives, but Hans teaches her to read and write, and she discovers a passion for books. Liesel Mieminger is a young girl who is sent to live with foster parents, Hans and Rosa Huberman, in Nazi Germany during World War II. She is illiterate when she arrives, but Hans teaches her to read and write, and she discovers a passion for books. Liesel's life is filled with danger and fear, as she and her family must hide Jews in their basement and try to survive the war. Despite the darkness of her situation, Liesel finds solace in books, which she steals from Nazi book burnings and reads to her family and friends. Through her love of books, Liesel finds a way to cope with the horrors of war and to find hope in the midst of despair. Liesel's story is one of courage and resilience in the face of adversity. She is a symbol of hope and strength, and her story is a reminder that even in the darkest of times, there is still beauty and light to be found. Her story is a testament to the power of books and the importance of literacy, and it serves as an inspiration to readers everywhere. Main idea number 2. Liesel's foster father, Hans Huberman, is a kind and gentle man who is willing to risk his life to protect others. Even in the face of Nazi oppression. He is a loving father to Liesel and helps her to learn to read and write. Liesel's foster father, Hans Huberman, is a kind and gentle man who is willing to risk his life to protect others. Despite the Nazi oppression, he is a loving father to Liesel and helps her to learn to read and write. He is a man of great courage and strength, and he is willing to do whatever it takes to protect those he loves. He is a symbol of hope and resilience in the face of adversity. Hans is a compassionate and understanding man who is always willing to listen and offer advice. He is patient and kind, and he never judges Liesel for her mistakes. He is a source of comfort and security for Liesel, and he is always there to support her. He is a true father figure, and his love and kindness are a beacon of hope in a dark and oppressive world. Hans Huberman is a remarkable man who is willing to risk his life to protect others. He is a symbol of courage and strength, and his love and kindness are a source of hope and comfort for Liesel. He is a true father figure, and his example of courage and resilience in the face of adversity is an inspiration to all. Main idea number 3. Liesel's foster mother, Rosa Huberman, is a strict and often angry woman who is struggling to make ends meet, Rosa Huberman is a strict and often angry woman who is struggling to make ends meet in Nazi Germany. Despite her harsh exterior, she loves Liesl and is willing to do anything to protect her. Rosa Huberman is a strict and often angry woman who is struggling to make ends meet in Nazi Germany. Despite her harsh exterior, she loves Liesl and is willing to do anything to protect her. Rosa is a hard-working woman who works long hours to provide for her family. She is a strong and determined woman who will do whatever it takes to make sure her family is safe and secure. Despite her strictness, she is also a loving and caring mother who is willing to sacrifice her own comfort for the sake of her foster daughter. She is a woman of great strength and courage, and she is an example of how even in the darkest of times, love and kindness can still prevail. Main idea number 4. Liesl befriends a Jewish man named Max Vandenberg who is hiding in the Huberman's basement. Liesl befriends a Jewish man named Max Vandenberg who is hiding in the Huberman's basement. Max and Liesl form a strong bond, and Liesl helps him to stay safe from the Nazis. Liesl befriends a Jewish man named Max Vandenberg who is hiding in the Huberman's basement. Despite the danger of harboring a Jewish person, the Hubermans take Max in and Liesl quickly forms a strong bond with him. She helps him to stay safe from the Nazis by bringing him food and books, and they spend time together talking and playing games. Liesl also helps Max to learn to read, and they share a special bond that is based on their mutual love of books. Max is a source of comfort and strength for Liesl during the difficult times of World War II, and she is grateful for his friendship. Max is also a source of strength for the Hubermans, as he helps them to stay strong in the face of danger. He encourages them to keep their faith in humanity, and he helps them to remember that there is still good in the world. Max is a reminder to Liesl and the Hubermans that even in the darkest of times, there is still hope and love. His friendship with Liesl is a testament to the power of human connection, and it is a reminder that even in the midst of war, there is still beauty and kindness. Main idea number 5. Liesl steals books from Nazi book burnings and from the mayor's library to feed her passion for reading. Liesl steals books from Nazi book burnings and from the mayor's library to feed her passion for reading. She is determined to keep reading despite the dangers of being caught with books that are forbidden by the Nazis. Liesl steals books from Nazi book burnings and from the mayor's library to feed her passion for reading. She is determined to keep reading despite the dangers of being caught with books that are forbidden by the Nazis. She sneaks out at night to attend book burnings, and when the Nazis are not looking, she grabs a book from the flames and hides it in her coat. She also sneaks into the mayor's library and takes books that she finds interesting. She reads them in secret, hiding them under her bed or in her coat when she is not reading them. Liesl's passion for reading is so strong that she is willing to risk her life to get her hands on books. Liesl's passion for reading is a source of strength and comfort for her during the difficult times of Nazi Germany. She finds solace in the stories she reads, and the books become a source of hope and courage for her. She also uses her knowledge of books to help others, such as when she reads to the mayor's wife to help her cope with her grief. Liesl's love of books is a powerful force that helps her to survive and to find joy in the midst of darkness. Main idea number 6. Liesl's best friend, Rudi Steiner, is a mischievous boy who loves to play pranks. Rudi Steiner is Liesl's best friend and a mischievous boy who loves to play pranks. He is loyal to Liesl and helps her to steal books from the mayor's library. Liesl's best friend, Rudi Steiner, is a mischievous boy who loves to play pranks. He is always up for an adventure and loves to have fun. Rudi is loyal to Liesl and is always there to help her out. He is willing to take risks and is not afraid to stand up for what he believes in. He helps Liesl steal books from the mayor's library, even though it is a dangerous thing to do. Rudi is always there to support Liesl and is a true friend to her. Rudi is also a brave and courageous boy. He stands up to the bullies in the town and is not afraid to fight for what he believes in. He is also a loyal friend and is always there for Liesl when she needs him. He is willing to take risks and is not afraid to stand up for what he believes in. Rudi is a true friend to Liesl and is always there to support her. Rudy is a mischievous boy who loves to play pranks, but he is also a loyal friend who is always there for Liesel. He is brave and courageous and is willing to take risks for what he believes in. Rudy is a true friend to Liesel and is always there to support her, no matter what. Main idea number 7. Death is a narrator in the book and is a constant presence throughout the story. Death is a narrator in the book and is a constant presence throughout the story. He is a sympathetic character who is moved by the courage and resilience of the people he encounters. Death is a narrator in the book and is a constant presence throughout the story. He is a sympathetic character who is moved by the courage and resilience of the people he encounters. He is a witness to the horrors of war, but also to the beauty of life and the strength of the human spirit. He is a compassionate observer, and his narration is filled with insight and understanding. He is a reminder of the fragility of life, and of the importance of cherishing every moment. Death is a complex character, and his presence in the story adds a unique perspective. He is a reminder of the power of love and friendship, and of the importance of standing up for what is right. He is a symbol of hope in the face of despair, and of courage in the face of fear. He is a reminder that life is precious, and that it should be lived to the fullest. Death is a narrator who is both a witness and a participant in the story. He is a reminder of the power of the human spirit, and of the importance of living life with courage and compassion. He is a constant presence throughout the story, and his presence adds a unique and powerful perspective to the narrative. Main idea number 8. The Huberman's neighbor, Frau Holzapfel, is a kind woman who helps Liesel to learn to read. Frau Holzapfel is the Huberman's neighbor and a kind woman who helps Liesel to learn to read. She is a source of comfort and support for Liesel during difficult times. Frau Holzapfel is the Huberman's neighbor and a kind woman who helps Liesel to learn to read. She is a source of comfort and support for Liesel during difficult times. Frau Holzapfel is patient and understanding with Liesel, and she encourages her to keep trying and to never give up. She also provides Liesel with books to read, which helps her to develop her reading skills. Frau Holzapfel is a positive influence in Liesel's life, and she helps her to become a better reader and a more confident person. Frau Holzapfel is also a source of friendship and companionship for Liesel. She listens to Liesel's stories and shares her own experiences with her. She is a kind and caring person who is always willing to help Liesel in any way she can. Frau Holzapfel is a true friend to Liesel, and she helps her to find joy and hope in the midst of difficult times. Main idea number 9. Liesel's brother, Werner, dies on a train to Dachau concentration camp. Liesel's brother, Werner, dies on a train to Dachau concentration camp. His death is a devastating blow to Liesel, and she is determined to remember him and keep his memory alive. Liesel's brother, Werner, dies on a train to Dachau concentration camp. His death is a devastating blow to Liesel, and she is determined to remember him and keep his memory alive. She begins to collect mementos of her brother, such as his schoolbooks, his clothes, and his drawings. She also begins to write stories about him, and she reads them aloud to her family and friends. She even begins to write letters to him, as if he were still alive. Liesel's determination to remember her brother is a testament to her strength and resilience. She refuses to let his memory fade away, and instead she finds ways to keep his memory alive. She also finds solace in her writing, as it helps her to cope with her grief and to express her feelings. Through her writing, she is able to keep her brother's memory alive and to honor his life. Main idea number 10. Liesel's friend, Ilse Hermann, is the mayor's wife and helps Liesel to continue reading. Ilse Hermann is the mayor's wife and a friend of Liesel's. She helps Liesel to continue reading by giving her access to the mayor's library. Liesel's friend, Ilse Hermann, is the mayor's wife. She is a kind and generous woman who helps Liesel to continue reading by giving her access to the mayor's library. Ilse Hermann is a great source of support for Liesel, and she encourages her to read and learn as much as she can. Ilse also provides Liesel with books to read, and she even allows her to borrow books from the library. Ilsa's kindness and generosity are a great source of comfort for Liesl, and she is thankful for the opportunity to continue reading. Ilsa Hermann is a great example of how one person can make a difference in someone else's life. She is a reminder that even small acts of kindness can have a big impact. Ilsa's friendship and support are invaluable to Liesl, and she is grateful for the opportunity to continue reading and learning. Main idea number 11. Liesl's foster father, Hans Hubermann, is a talented musician who plays the accordion. He uses his music to bring joy to others and to help Liesl to cope with the horrors of war. He often plays for Liesl in the basement of their home, and she finds comfort in the music. Hans also plays for the other residents of Malching, providing a brief respite from the darkness of the war. He is a source of strength and hope for Liesl, and his music helps her to find peace in the midst of chaos. Hans is a master of the accordion, and his skill is evident in the way he plays. He can make the instrument sing with emotion, and his music is filled with passion and beauty. He is able to bring out the best in the instrument, and his playing is a source of joy for all who hear it. Hans' music is a reminder of the beauty that still exists in the world, even in the midst of war and destruction. Hans Hubermann's music is a powerful force in The Book Thief. It is a reminder of the power of music to bring joy and hope in the darkest of times. His music is a source of comfort and strength for Liesl, and it helps her to cope with the horrors of war. Hans' music is a reminder that even in the midst of darkness, there is still beauty and hope in the world. Main idea number 12. Liesl's foster mother, Rosa Hubermann, is a strong woman who is determined to protect her family. From the dangers of Nazi Germany. She is a loving mother to Liesl and a source of strength and courage. Rosa Hubermann is a strong woman who is determined to protect her family from the dangers of Nazi Germany. She is a loving mother to Liesl, and her strength and courage are an inspiration to her. Rosa is willing to take risks to keep her family safe, such as hiding a Jewish man in her basement and helping Liesl steal books from the Nazi book burnings. She is also a source of comfort and support for Liesl, providing her with a safe and loving home. Rosa is a symbol of hope and resilience in the face of adversity, and her courage and determination are an example to us all. Rosa is a complex character, and her strength and courage are balanced by her vulnerability and fear. She is a woman of great courage and strength, but she is also a woman who is scared and uncertain of the future. Despite her fears, she is determined to protect her family and keep them safe. Rosa is a symbol of hope and resilience, and her courage and determination are an example to us all. Main idea number 13. Liesl's friend, Rudi Steiner, is a brave boy who is willing to risk his life to help others. He is a loyal friend to Liesl and helps her to steal books from the mayor's library. He is a loyal friend to Liesl and is always willing to go the extra mile for her. He is not afraid to stand up for what he believes in, even if it means putting himself in danger. He is willing to risk his own safety to protect Liesl and her family. He is also willing to steal books from the mayor's library, despite the danger of being caught. Rudi is a true friend who will always be there for Liesl, no matter what. Rudi is also a brave and courageous boy who is not afraid to stand up for what he believes in. He is willing to put himself in harm's way to protect those he loves. He is a loyal friend who will always be there for Liesl, no matter what. Rudi is a true hero who is willing to risk his life to help others, and his courage and loyalty are an inspiration to all. Main idea number 14. Liesl's friend, Max Vandenberg, is a Jewish man who is hiding in the Hubermann's basement. He and Liesl form a strong bond, and he helps her to understand the horrors of the Holocaust. Max Vandenberg is a Jewish man who is hiding in the Huberman's basement. He is a fugitive, on the run from the Nazis, and is in desperate need of a safe place to stay. Liesel and her family take him in, and he quickly becomes a part of their family. Despite the danger of harboring a Jewish man, the Hubermans risk their lives to keep him safe. Max and Liesel form a strong bond, and he helps her to understand the horrors of the Holocaust. He tells her stories of his life before the war, and of the atrocities he has witnessed. He also teaches her to read, and the two of them share a special bond through literature. Max is a source of comfort and strength for Liesel, and she is determined to keep him safe. Max's presence in the Huberman's basement is a constant reminder of the danger they are in. Despite the risks, the Hubermans continue to protect Max, and Liesel is determined to keep him safe. Max's story is a powerful reminder of the courage and strength of the human spirit, and of the importance of standing up for what is right. Main idea number 15. Liesel's friend, Frau Holtzapfel, is a kind woman who helps Liesel to learn to read. Frau Holtzapfel is a kind woman who helps Liesel to learn to read. She is a source of comfort and support for Liesel during difficult times and helps her to cope with the horrors of war. Frau Holtzapfel is a kind woman who helps Liesel to learn to read. She is a source of comfort and support for Liesel during difficult times and helps her to cope with the horrors of war. Frau Holtzapfel is patient and understanding with Liesel, and she encourages her to keep learning and growing. She is a positive influence in Liesel's life, and she helps her to develop a love of reading. Frau Holtzapfel also provides Liesel with a safe place to go when she needs to escape the harsh realities of the war. She is a true friend to Liesel, and her kindness and support are invaluable. Frau Holtzapfel is a symbol of hope and resilience in the face of adversity. She is a reminder that even in the darkest of times, there is still kindness and compassion in the world. Her friendship and guidance help Liesel to find strength and courage to keep going, even when things seem impossible. Frau Holtzapfel is an example of how one person can make a difference in the life of another, and her influence on Liesel is a testament to the power of friendship and kindness. Main idea number 16. Liesel's friend, Ilse Hermann, is the mayor's wife and helps Liesel to continue reading. Ilse Hermann is the mayor's wife and a friend of Liesel's. She helps Liesel to continue reading by giving her access to the mayor's library and providing her with books to read. Ilse Hermann is the mayor's wife and a friend of Liesel's. She helps Liesel to continue reading by giving her access to the mayor's library and providing her with books to read. Ilse is a kind and generous woman who understands the importance of reading and education. She takes the time to get to know Liesel and encourages her to read and learn. Ilse also provides Liesel with a safe place to read and study, away from the chaos of the outside world. She is a true friend and mentor to Liesel, and her support helps Liesel to continue to grow and develop as a reader. Ilse's support of Liesel's reading is a testament to her character and her commitment to helping others. She is a role model for Liesel, showing her that reading can be a source of joy and knowledge. Ilse's generosity and kindness are a reminder to Liesel that there are people in the world who care about her and want to help her succeed. Through her friendship with Ilse, Liesel is able to continue to grow as a reader and develop a love of reading that will stay with her for the rest of her life. Main idea number 17. Liesel's foster father, Hans Huberman, is willing to risk his life to protect others. Hans Huberman is a kind and gentle man who is willing to risk his life to protect others, even in the face of Nazi oppression. He is a loving father to Liesel and helps her to learn to read and write. Liesel's foster father, Hans Huberman, is a kind and gentle man who is willing to risk his life to protect others, even in the face of Nazi oppression. He is a loving father to Liesel and helps her to learn to read and write. Despite the danger of being caught, Hans hides a Jewish man in his basement and helps him to escape. He also helps Liesel to steal books from the Nazi book burnings, knowing that it could get him in trouble. Hans is a brave and selfless man who puts the safety of others before his own. Hans is also a source of comfort and strength for Liesel during her difficult times. He is always there to listen to her and provide her with the support she needs. He also teaches her the importance of kindness and compassion, even in the face of hatred and violence. Hans is a true hero who is willing to risk his life to protect others, and his courage and selflessness are an inspiration to Liesel and all those around him. Main idea number 18. Liesel's foster mother, Rosa Huberman, is a strict and often angry woman who is struggling to make ends meet. Rosa Huberman is a strict and often angry woman who is struggling to make ends meet in Nazi Germany. Despite her harsh exterior, she loves Liesel and is willing to do anything to protect her. Rosa Huberman is a strict and often angry woman who is struggling to make ends meet in Nazi Germany. Despite her harsh exterior, she loves Liesel and is willing to do anything to protect her. Rosa is a hard-working woman who works long hours to provide for her family. She is a strong and determined woman who will do whatever it takes to make sure her family is safe and secure. Despite her strictness, she is also a loving and caring mother who is willing to sacrifice her own comfort for the sake of her foster daughter. She is a woman of great strength and courage, and she is an example of how even in the darkest of times, love and kindness can still prevail. Main idea number 19. Liesel's brother, Werner, dies on a train to Dachau concentration camp. Liesel's brother, Werner, dies on a train to Dachau concentration camp. His death is a devastating blow to Liesel, and she is determined to remember him and keep his memory alive. Liesel's brother, Werner, dies on a train to Dachau concentration camp. His death is a devastating blow to Liesel, and she is determined to remember him and keep his memory alive. She begins to collect mementos of her brother, such as his schoolbooks, his clothes, and his drawings. She also begins to write stories about him, and she reads them aloud to her family and friends. She even begins to write letters to him, as if he were still alive. Liesel's determination to remember her brother is a testament to her strength and resilience. She refuses to let his memory fade away, and instead she finds ways to keep his memory alive. She also finds solace in her writing, as it helps her to cope with her grief and to express her feelings. Through her writing, she is able to keep her brother's memory alive and to honor his life. Main idea number 20. Death is a narrator in the book and is a constant presence throughout the story. Death is a narrator in the book and is a constant presence throughout the story. He is a sympathetic character who is moved by the courage and resilience of the people he encounters. Death is a narrator in the book and is a constant presence throughout the story. He is a sympathetic character who is moved by the courage and resilience of the people he encounters. He is a witness to the horrors of war, but also to the beauty of life and the strength of the human spirit. He is a compassionate observer, and his narration is filled with insight and understanding. He is a reminder of the fragility of life, and of the importance of cherishing every moment. Death is a complex character, and his presence in the story adds a unique perspective. He is a reminder of the power of love and friendship, and of the importance of standing up for what is right. He is a symbol of hope in the face of despair, and of courage in the face of fear. He is a reminder that life is precious, and that it should be lived to the fullest. Death is a narrator who is both a witness and a participant in the story. He is a reminder of the power of the human spirit, and of the importance of living life with courage and compassion. He is a constant presence throughout the story, and his presence adds a unique and powerful perspective to the narrative.